for our heart to arise feelings for the Lord, first of all, the heart has to resonate with the Lord. Today is Bhishmashtami. You will see, most of the people know that Bhishma took a vow of Brahmacharya in order to satisfy his father, because his father wanted to marry Satyavati. But greater than that, Bhishma took to the side of Kauravas on the plea of Krishna for Krishna's satisfaction in order to experience the Virya Rasa. You will see all through the scriptures, the advancement in spiritual life is all about putting aside one's own attachments and aligning with the Lord's will. And by doing that, the feelings for the Lord arise in the heart. If a person is adamantly attached to one's own plans and desires, the result of that is the attachments multiply more and more. Because then one takes the ropes of one's life in one's own hands. Whereas when one is willing to forego one's attachments and surrender to the Supreme Will, it may cause a little pain, because the attachments reside in the heart. By giving up attachments, one may feel some pain, but that very same pain transforms into surrender to the Lord, alignment with the will of the Lord, and awakens and arouses feelings for the Lord and the superiors. And then the real chanting begins. Because when one puts one's heart in aligning with the will of the Lord, then one can chant the names of the Lord feelingly. Like Prithu Maharaj had to put aside his own attachments of completing the 100th sacrifice. Priyavrata had to put aside his plan to align with the order given by Brahma. You will see throughout the scriptures, great souls have had certain plans and desires. Arjuna had a plan to not fight the battle, but Krishna ordered him to fight, so he put aside his own opinion and fought the battle. In this way, all through the scriptures, this most important aspect of putting aside one's own personal opinions and ideas and plans, which one has conceived for a period of time, and willingness to align with Lord's will. This is something that produces feelings in the heart. When the feelings arise, one will get an opportunity to humble oneself. One will get an opportunity to access and detect one's own limitations and shortcomings and weaknesses in the heart. And that blessing is made possible by the Supreme Lord, because he sees that the devotee is aligning with my will. Let me expose his own faults so that he will be able to detect them, and with my blessing he can remove them. So you will find in the Vaishnava songs the acharyas speaking to their own mind, and also the acharya speaking to the Lord. The acharyas expressing their emotions in relation to Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. How are they able to so powerfully open their heart and express what is going on in their heart? Because they have so nicely aligned with the Lord's will and with the Guru's will. So because of that, they are getting so much access to the golden realizations. And then the chanting of the holy name will be a very fruitful and powerful endeavor, which brings the devotee closer and closer to the Lord's lotus feet. So the opening of the third door of the heart is not an easy joke. If one is surrounded by the pushings and pullings of the mind and senses, if one's mind is throwing so many tantrums, the mind is raging with innumerable selfish plans for enjoyment, where is the scope of opening the third door? So therefore, one should balance and settle the body and mind. And for opening the third door, one should identify what is the will of my spiritual master, what is the will of the Lord, what am I doing differently, how I can align with it, And then one will be offered the opportunity to speak to the Lord, beg Him for mercy, supplicate oneself to His lotus feet. With all these divine feelings arising in the heart of the devotee, then the chanting will become a golden endeavor, because the chanting is accompanied by a very prayerful attitude, which is necessary for pleasing the Lord as well as bringing great unlimited happiness to the heart of the devotee. So, in this way, the third door will be mercifully opened by the Lord, and the Lord will give him access to His darshan, and to His pastimes, to His qualities, which are ever fresh, which are unending, by achieving which there is nothing more to be attained in the spiritual life. Harinam Prabhu ki.